from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Attorney General to accept FBI recommendations. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will accept the recommendations of career employees of the Justice Department, which is looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Speaking to several U.S. media outlets, Justice Department officials said Lynch will announce today that she'll accept whatever decision is made by the FBI's career investigators handling the case. And she has the option of modifying any possible charges against Clinton. Such disputes between the Justice Department and the FBI are not uncommon. However, any modifications would be very controversial, particularly in an election year. Intense fighting in several Afghan provinces over the last few days resulted in heavy Taliban casualties. In eastern Nangarhar province, officials say security forces have killed at least 32 insurgents while losing only two policemen in 24 hours of fighting. The fighting in the strategic Hesarak district has been going on for several days. Local residents say that at one point, the Taliban managed to capture several police checkpoints. The Taliban sent a counterclaim to the media saying that they have besieged the district center and have killed up to 30 Afghan security personnel. At least six people were killed and two injured when gunmen opened fire on two buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in northeast Kenya have been carried out by Somalia-based Al-Shabaab. Just one day earlier, at least 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion that engulfed a passenger bus in Somalia. This is VOA News.